This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the air on this Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Daryl has traveled off to some place likely to having to do with a convention or something like that, and we wish him the best and all that stuff, but I am sitting in the big boy chair this evening, and, well, you know, doing my very best to bring to you the news of the day, or at least commentary on some, you know, stories that we think are interesting. It was football recently, but
I'm actually impressed with how much you know about, like, you know, the football and what's going on with it and stuff like that.
I'm better than most of the hosts around here.
Yeah, that's why I'm impressed. I was, like, shocked. I was like, wow, man, he knows everything.
But no, I don't.
Let's do a quick poll. We all knew about deflated footballs.
Yeah.
Like, right? We knew about Deflategate.
You even knew Colin Kaepernick?
He always knows that one, and I always forget. Get it.
The name Kaepernick.
The name, yeah. Just doesn't register.
He was adopted. It's not exactly your most common African-American name.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do we got here as far as show prep? I got a 30-year-old demanded notice for eviction from his parents' house. I think this one has to be talked about.
Do we really want to give a 30-year-old guy that?
I think it's amazing. Chris, you're going to have to pull it
up.
It
reminds me of that movie Grandma's Boy. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. No, I got it right here. This came out just a day or two ago, but a 30-year-old demanded notice for eviction from his parents' house. Outrageous, a judge said.
Indeed. I think that may be true. Let's go to the phones. We've got Matthew.
Some of our listeners aren't going to be happy when they hear this.
You're saying some of them are basement dwellers? It's no doubt.
What you're saying, really? Come on.
Well, that's what the poor millennials have to deal with constantly. Aren't you a millennial, Heather?
Yeah.
You look like a millennial if you're not
I look
one.
Like a millennial. I
yeah.
am.
Yeah. So let's go to the phones. You've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Can you hear me now?
We got you.
We can.
Good.
Okay, great. I'm using my Bluetooth. I can barely hear y'all, so just to tell you the phone.
We'll yell at you. How's that?
All right, that'll work. I was calling because this is a question that it comes up from time to time. It's not the question, but the theory about Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 by the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, okay, I know the document exists, but is it like a real plan or just a crazy thought experiment? And if it's a real plan, are they actually implementing it?
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
I can speak to it a little bit. So Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which I think is the updated version, are real UN plans, which have to do with creating a sustainable environment. And it has a lot of recommendations for things like land use and city planning and how things should be done. And it is also true that a lot of municipalities and states and in the United States have adopted a lot of these so-called best practices. So when you hear a headline, you know, like the EPA claims that any standing body of water on your property is now under their control, that is something that comes out of a Agenda 21. That is a recommendation that there be federal or state control over all flowing bodies or standing bodies of water. So, yeah, the marshlands on my land theoretically are controlled by the federal government, or were at one time. I think they may have repealed some of that. So, yeah, it is real. The question is how far does the United States let it go, and how far do states and municipalities go with these recommendations? There is nothing, I won't say nothing, there's, I think, very little that's actually been hard implemented in the United States, but there are a lot of things that are probably soft implemented or maybe implemented in different communities varying by area. So one of the things that affected me here in New Hampshire was, you know, the idea that we need to take a national park that runs from Long Island Sound to Canada and vastly...
What's that?
It's the Silvio Conte National Wildlife Refuge.
Okay.
And the idea behind this, the federal plan, was to expand it from something like 24,000 acres to 190,000 acres. And
so
then
nearly seven times.
Yeah. The idea was that they would be the first purchaser of property as it came up for sale, and as they purchased it, it would become part of this.
Gotcha.
And it really affects things locally. I mean, you know, if you look at a town like ours, they were looking at acquiring about 25% of the town of Alstead, where I live, 53% of other towns, and what that would do to, you know, say, local tax bases and how you might not be able to get from one side of town to the other.
It's
because
also going
to
drive down the value of your property.
Absolutely.
And basically, somebody can't, you know, sell the property for what they want. The government's basically just coming in and offering something.
Right. And the government, after they would own it, they would pay you a pittance of what a municipality was collecting in taxes before. So
sure.
It just wasn't a really good deal for anybody from the private homeowner on up, but we also have a lot of people that are very green oriented, so they're like, wow, I can sell my land to the government and it'll become part.
You can currently give your land to the Nature Conservancy upon your death or something like that,
sure,
and it will go into a preserve. As a matter of fact, this is a big controversy going on in New Jersey with basically the same talking points that you've got.
Right.
Matthew?
Yeah, well, I heard about the land use stuff and the wetland stuff, although that Scott Pruitt has axed all of that and started receiving death threats immediately. It's like, gee, guys, chill out. You own all the major instruments of power.
Right.
The people there now are only temporary.
Yeah, and it really comes down to property rights. Do we have them or not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've also heard that it involves population control on a global level and turning Africa back into a natural preserve. You know, heck with what the Africans want. We know what's better for you.
I know the original Agenda 21 had some really controversial stuff like that on. I don't know what the newest one is. It wouldn't surprise me. Population control has always been part of a UN agenda, not saying all of the UN, but
I know
people.
What are your thoughts on it, though? Do you think population control is like an issue?
I think that's the hugest violation of liberty I can imagine.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in general, do you think the human population overpopulating could be a problem in the future? If you look at, like, how many people existed 100 years ago as a total population, and at the rate,
call, Matthew.
At yeah, the rates at which we've reproduced,
right,
like, do you think in another 50 or 100 years it could get to a point where it threatens, like, you know,
Good question. I remember reading a book called The Alchemy of Air, which was about the use of nitrogen in fertilization. I read some really weird stuff.
That's a bigger issue than population, in my opinion. But go ahead.
It's exactly tied together. The premise was that in the early 1900s, people were predicting the end of viable growth of population because there would simply not be enough food to feed everyone.
Right.
And the only way, and we were up against this wall, and you had countries all over the world proposing solutions to population control. How do we reduce our population so people don't starve? And then along comes something like artificial nitrogen to be used in fertilizers that boosted the yields of crops, you know, tenfold, a hundredfold. And this comes along, and technology allows it to continue. So do I believe that we'll ever hit a point where we can no longer take care of everyone on Earth? Resources, you know, are always going to be mismanaged, but I don't see that day coming. I see technology keeping a pace with that, and not only that, but our technology of where we live will change as we go forward.
However, if we're talking about wiping out half of the population or something, a la spoiler alert on an Avengers Infinity War, you need to turn off your radios right now. I don't know, Thanos demands my silence, but I want to talk about this particular issue. Part of the premise of the movie is wiping out half of the population in the universe. Well, I think that there's... Look, hashtag I'm on Team Thanos, and I'll tell you about it. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Technical difficulties trying to get this video stream up here at the Free Talk Live studios, and, well, I'm the single most unqualified person to... There's probably somebody more unqualified than me, but...
I think both of us who have never, ever sat in that chair are less qualified.
You know, I would love to learn, though.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Ian would love to teach you, because teaching me just is really an unsatisfying experience, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. Sorry, I'm incompetent when it comes to the video stream and... You know, there's a million other ways to listen to Free Talk Live. There's a lot more ways to listen to Free Talk Live than there are other radio programs out there. So the Twitch people and the YouTube people, my deepest apologies. Go to the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com, and you will be able to listen that way. So, Chris, I'm so befuddled here. I don't even remember what we're reading.
The 30-year-old dude living in his family's house.
See, Heather's waiting with bated breath on this one.
Just think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I do want to tell you about my Blink Home security system. Basically what this is I've got three cameras at my house, and they come on at certain preset times, and if there's movement, the light comes on, and it sends the video right to my phone.
Sweet.
So, Jerry, if it's dark, not a problem. They even have outdoor setups, too, indoor setups. It's up to you, whatever works for you. Just go to blinkprotect.com and use coupon code, I'm sorry, just /FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's not a subscription. You get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys charge and an extra 15% off. By the way, lots of people have used this particular URL to save money. Mm-hmm. I know, because they keep coming back to us with advertising. Nice. I figure that the libertarian audience, if you're libertarian, maybe not, but our audience tends to be more security-oriented, and this is a low-cost, great security system. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Yeah, and we were talking about a story about a 30-year-old man who was demanded notice for eviction from his parents' house. Michael Rotondo refuses to move out of his parents' house. So much so that the 30-year-old argued for a half hour with a judge in upstate New York on Tuesday, saying that while he knew his parents wanted him out of their split-level ranch, he was entitled, quote, entitled, as a family member, to 6 months' notice before an eviction.
Okay.
State Supreme Court
he's
30, justice.
By the way,
30 years old.
He said more than 6 months.
He has 6 months times 60.
Yeah.
I would say. State Supreme Court Justice Donald Greenwood praised Rotondo for his legal research. Then he ordered that Rotondo be evicted anyway, according to the Post Standard.
Good job on your legal research. Why don't you do a job that pays? Oh, wait, is this room full of lawyers?
Quote, I want you out of that household, unquote, Greenwood told him, according to ABC News. Mark and Christina Rotondo of Camillus, New York, near Syracuse, had brought the court case forward after their son ignored several eviction letters.
I can't believe that there's been several eviction letters, and they somehow got a court case decided with all within 6 months. I'm not getting all of the information here.
I know. It seems a little
right.
Funky.
We'll see what else comes up here.
Also, I kind of wonder, what does he mean by warning? So is he one of these people that believes that, okay, they've given me a warning to get out, but we just had a pleasant conversation between people, so I'm assuming that that doesn't matter anymore?
Interestingly enough, there is some actual law that covers eviction. This should not surprise anyone who lives in New York. There is some actual law that discusses how much notice you can give, you have to give someone who is in your own family in the state of New York.
Right. That's what the judge is talking about here.
Right.
And it's fascinating stuff that you have to decide on, like, in your house, whether somebody, how much time somebody gets for an eviction. I think it's a good idea to give anybody a certain amount of time to get ready, but 6 months seems excessive to me.
Yeah, but it's...
I tell my son regularly, when you're 18 years old, you're out of here.
You must be channeling my parents, because they told me the same thing since I was about 5 years old.
Yeah.
You're going to college, you're going in the military, you're going somewhere, but you're not staying here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I did.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yep. And again, after their son ignored several eviction letters, some of which offered money.
Right.
Quote, Michael, here's $1,100 from us to you so that you can find a place to stay, unquote. A February 18th letter.
He went out and spent that on hookers and blow.
Probably. According to the Associated Press.
I'm not sure which. I think you could spend that on hookers or blow. Go ahead.
Now we're talking around Syracuse, so probably both, plus an Xbox.
Okay.
The letter does not provide a reason as to why the parents wanted their son out, but suggested that he get a job, move his broken car, and sell some of his belongings, such as...
That sounds like the reasons to me.
Such as his stereo and weapons to make money in the interim.
Wait a minute. Let's not go crazy here.
Exactly. I'll sell the... stereo.
You want me to sell my katana?
I am not selling my guns.
I will not take off my fedora.
There are jobs available for even those with a poor work history like you, unquote, the letter read.
At this point in history, we're talking about some of the lowest employment rates in decades. Yes, it's true.
Right.
Basically, the only people who aren't working right now are people who physically can't or mentally don't want to.
Yep. Get one, you have to work. The couple's lawyer, Anthony Adirante, told the judge that he sought an order that could be enforceable by sheriff's deputies, the Post Standard reported. Rotundo put up a tough fight, refusing to speak directly to his parents in court, relying only on his legal arguments.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Exactly. Greenwood listened quietly, then corrected Rotundo's claim that he was entitled to live in the house for six more months, according to the Post Standard. He said family members get special treatment in only rare circumstances and called the six-month extension, quote, outrageous, unquote. Rotundo fired back, calling the judge's eviction order, quote, outrageous, unquote.
It's biased. Yeah. Clearly the judge is a parent.
Exactly. Greenwood said Rotundo's...
And poor Greenwood, he's never had sex.
Oh, no, we're just stereotyping the poor guy.
I am.
Guy.
I don't care.
He lives in his basement. He plays...
He didn't talk to his parents during the court event.
I know.
I do not mind.
Greenwood said Rotundo's claims were based on an internet search and showed him a copy of an appellate court decision that overrode Rotundo's argument. Still, Rotundo insisted the judge was wrong. The truth, well, Rotundo told reporters after the proceedings, is that he isn't ready to move out of his parents' home.
He's only 30.
When are they old enough?
He's going to stay there until they die, and he hopes to inherit it.
It's a big, scary world. If you're going to stay at your parents' house this long, be useful.
Right.
Let's talk about how to do the dishes. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Believe it or not, I managed to get the video streams up at Twitch and YouTube, so... You know, there's the Free Talk Live streams. I think you just search for Free Talk Live on either of those platforms, and you will find our video stream that is finally up. And Ian just walked in. He helped me do it. And, yes, it was my fault. We didn't have any doubt that that was the problem.
Well, you don't do that every day.
No, that's really my problem.
That's the problem.
I didn't do it every day.
You don't do it every day.
You know, you know how everybody, when they get a job, they say they learn quickly? I'm the opposite of that. It takes me a bunch of times to learn something.
Which means Daryl and Ian need to get better at documenting. Maybe that's the case.
Right. They want me to take notes. And, something. There's some level of reticence that I have surrounding this note-taking. Yeah. I feel like a 30-year-old man that doesn't want to move out of his parents' house because he doesn't want to experience something new or be responsible. Maybe I can have some empathy towards this gentleman that is having all these issues. Liberty.menu is a place where, of libertarians of all stripes, not just libertarians like me that don't want to grow and learn things, you can go and find all kinds of libertarians at Liberty.menu. And it's a place where you can list your business, your events, your organizations, and other people who abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle can... they can find it. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL and get a special badge. It's liberty.menu. And Chris, you got this guy who lives at mom and dad's.
Yes,
and
we
apparently
do.
Things were so bad that they had to take him, or somebody took somebody to court about this. And he tried to trot out some, obscure legal argument that he was entitled to 6 months warning, but that he wants 6 more months warning.
Yeah. It wasn't a completely obscure argument. His Google search did identify the case that allowed it, but he failed to Google search and find the case that overturned the previous ruling. So, like any good millennial, he's out there Googling to try to find answers to having to work.
I like his moxie. I wish that he'd apply it to things like, gainful employment.
Yeah, and Zach, one of our followers in Discord, had sent us a link to a YouTube video so we could actually see him being interviewed on CNN. And I'm just going to say, if you had any stereotypes about what this guy might look like or whether he looks like somebody who lives in a basement...
He does.
You're exactly right.
What is a neck beard? As the millennial who is here on the show, I have heard this term, neck beard, and I kind of feel like it must have something to do with beards and necks, but I don't know exactly what it is. He doesn't look like a neck beard. He looks like that mad Russian that killed off the czars.
You think?
Yeah, Razumov. Oh, I've got his name wrong. I can't remember. Whatever.
Rasputin.
Heather, Rasputin. What is a neck beard?
I'm pretty sure it's just a beard on your neck.
Okay. Have you heard this term?
I've heard it. I've never actually, looked into the millennial definition of it, but...
You just feel, because of the way it is, that you would know.
I just feel like it's probably one of those, like, Duck Dynasty type beards where it's just, like, well, just gross and, like,
you're
ungroomed.
You're just going off after all of our audience tonight.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I tend to think...
No, like those poor groomed where it's just like all over the place. It just looks like you need to do some manscaping.
A talkative, self-important... Let's talk about manscaping here in a moment. Talkative, self-important, nerdy men, usually age 30 and up, who, through an inability to properly decode social cues, mistake others' strained tolerance of their blather for evidence of their own charm. This is me.
Is this the definition of neckbeard?
This is what a neckbeard is, as defined by UrbanDictionary.com. A socially inept individual, smug, self-important for no reason, shy, unless with fellow neckbeards, when spoken to, will quickly reveal extremely limited social experience. To a normal person, they will be definitively near autistic or Aspie. Social visual cues. You want to go through the list here?
No, sure.
Fedora, trench coat, overly dressed, greasy hair, ponytail, acne at any age, dyed hair, crappy beard.
I'm just checking them off as I watch this video.
Pedo stash. Wears all black. Wears all red. If you're wearing red pants.
He is honestly wearing a red shirt with all black suit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Odd behavior. Similar to low self-esteem, avoiding, darting, or overcompensating, staring. Hand placement. Instead of pockets, usually leaves them at sides or crosses them. Yeah. I mean, I never know exactly what to do with hands. I like to move them while I talk because that just seems better.
I tend to steeple.
Yeah.
That's my default move.
I click my fingers.
Signal at people with your steeple.
I do. I try to drive steepling.
One can assume virgin, furry, live in their parents' basement, watch anime. You know what anime is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Read manga. Inflated. For those that don't know what anime is, it's Japanese cartoons. Inflated, hollow self-esteem. Will laugh at things that aren't very funny.
But where are you getting this list?
This is from Urban Dictionary. Were obese. Educated slightly better than the average person. Will not understand the neckbeard concept.
That's where it all comes down.
That's where I am. Card games. Board games. Conventions. Brony, for those that don't know what a brony is, it's a person who, a man, generally, that likes My Little Pony. So brony, yeah. Are you not familiar with this?
I am familiar with it.
Okay.
But I don't get that one at all.
No, I don't get
that. Most of this I don't.
I like Avengers, so I mean, everybody's got their thing.
Sure.
Hasn't bathed in days, and if you get close, you can confirm, but they will think that you're making a sexual pass at them and excrete more stench. Neckbeards are often found in acting, choir, and socially maladjusted arts.
Back in the day, they would have been found in dungeons.
I'm so disappointed. I have a couple friends that are neckbeards.
I think if you watch this video,
can't help but think about them.
The majority of neckbeards come from middle class white America. Lower class learned how to live while young. The upper class doesn't have the time to or has better things to do than be a pile of ass, it says. Person A and Person B walk into a room filled with guys at computers. All of them are fat and smelly with unkempt facial hair of all kinds. Person A to Person B, oh, wow, in this tournament for inserting fighting game here. Person C from nearby inside the room, yeah, we're awesome like that. Person B looks at Person C, then at Person A. Person A looks at Person C. I don't understand all this. Basically, the idea is that's a room full of neckbeards, and right. Let's go. What a gross idea. So, I guess this guy's a neckbeard.
I think so. The truth, Rotundo told reporters after the proceedings that he isn't ready to move out of his parents' home. He said there have been no incidents with his parents, but that he did not speak to them. That sounds like an incident. Rotundo said he has his own bedroom in the house, according to the Post Standard. He says he supports himself through his business, but wouldn't elaborate, telling reporters, my business is my business.
He resells anime art that he gets off of the internet.
I was going to guess Magic the Gathering trading cards.
You're probably right. This makes me think about beards generally. So here's my advice to young men out there. If you are not part of that 2% of the population that can pull off a beard, shave it.
Just can do it really well. I've never been that guy.
Right. So why do you have a beard? You've got a beard. You've got a goatee.
It's a matter of habit at this point.
It's not a full beard, so I think it's a little more acceptable. But some level of beards require grooming, gentlemen. There are very few people that can pull off a hobo beard, all right? And the hobo beard is the easiest thing to do. The second easiest thing to do is to shave. Heather, what's your thought on facial hair?
Facial hair? I mean, I've never really been a huge, huge fan of it. If it's, like, well-groomed and you're a clean person, it's okay. But I'm not really a fan of, like, the whole hot mess look.
Yeah. Some women are hot mess
look.
Really,
like, just when
off.
It's, like, all over the place and you just look like a hot mess.
Yeah. Well, you got to be the right guy to pull off that.
I will agree with that.
Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. I'm discriminated against you, facial hair Americans. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. What about handlebar mustaches? Those things made a hand comeback at one point.
They need to.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about a young man who, well, 30 years old, you pick, was whether it's young man, it's middle age and some points in history. But, yeah, he didn't want to move out of mom and dad's house and managed to take it all the way to court, and the judge finally kicked him out, and he's like, well, you know, I kind of run my own business, but I'm not ready for this, to get kicked out and to live on my own and that kind of thing. His parents gave him like $1,100. God knows what they spent on the attorney, by the way, to fight through this thing.
Right.
And he's a neckbeard, apparently.
And he's a neckbeard. We looked that up. And that kind of brings us, you know, sort of, Heather, kind of brings us full circle on this. This appears to be a very millennial issue. There weren't very many.
Wait, what is the definition of a millennial? Just to make sure I know what it is.
Yeah, so a millennial is a person who basically was entering adulthood, teenage to adult, millennial. Define.
So I'm not sure if I meet the qualifications for that. I just want to make sure, just so I can, you know, properly title myself.
Right. So a millennial is a person who is, you know, of a certain age, and looks like define a millennial as consisting of individuals born between 1982 and 2004.
I'm a millennial.
You are a millennial. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can tell you're a millennial just by looking at you. And so, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. And Chris, would you be early Gen X?
It depends on how they scale. I'm either right at the tail end of baby boomers.
Okay.
Or first years of Gen X.
Right. So these are sort of millennial issues.
They had dinosaurs back then, right, Chris?
There were very few.
Yes, they were on TV.
There were very few of my friends that would have been
Stone Age.
Living at home. At, say, 25. I got out of prison at 28 years old. I'm at my mother's house. And that didn't look good, I gotta say.
Right.
You know, but frankly, it was the best place for me at the time. But
there's some situations where, like, you know, that's what families for, they help out. But it sounds like this guy is just, like, freeloading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He sounds like he's not really doing much to contribute, has no intentions of working. My guess is if he's the neckbeard, he's probably just playing video games and watching you know, his shows all day or something.
That's the impression.
And Pop-Tarts. Anime and manga porn.
And the one of the things I think that really was sort of a disservice to this age group is that as news became more and more localized, people became more and more scared of letting kids go out and play. So I grew up 6 years old, taking a bicycle, a bicycle with training wheels, going to the next road over and playing with friends.
Right.
And that didn't happen with my son's 6 year old friends. That would have been very, very odd. I let him go do his own thing now, but I would have been uncomfortable doing that at six. And I think that's because just largely everybody was uncomfortable with it. Very few parents were doing the free range thing.
Yeah.
And I think that kids just don't have the same sort of socialization, that we did when I was a kid. I'm not saying they're not socialized. I'm just saying they're socialized differently.
Yeah. And I think for any other generation to look at this, we just sit there and go, this can't be good. And I'm sure there's some positive aspects to it, but you know, kids, they don't go out, they don't get dirty, they can't do this, they can't ride a bike without a helmet, and sometimes it's a state saying this. It's kind of insanity, and I don't know, I tend to think of it in economic terms, too. I mean, because this whole change in how we rear children also coincided with, the beginning of the bubble economies that can never burst, you know, the idea that Wall Street will be picked up no matter what it does. And now we have, you know, people living in houses that are suddenly worth a few hundred thousand dollars. Does that change their outlook and how they raise their children compared to us who were middle class back in the day and, you know, go find a way to entertain yourself?
Right. Get out of here.
Right.
No going back till the streetlights are on.
Yeah, it's interesting. So
I didn't get kicked out as much as, you know, like I have seen other friends got kicked out of the house. Just get out of here.
Right.
But I didn't get kicked out, but I wanted to leave.
We wanted to go, yeah.
And, or we would go to my room and maybe play with Star Wars figures or something like that. But largely we were outside, either playing in the creek, jumping bikes over ramps or, you know, pretending we had lightsabers or pretending we had superpowers or playing football or just a whole variety of things we did. And we just, you know, went through phases of things we did.
Right. And I think video games affected that, too.
Yeah.
Video games was one of those things you just couldn't do anywhere else other than sitting on your butt in front of a TV. And once those came up, then I think at least adolescent males were spending more time inside.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave in Montana, actually. Sorry about that, Dave. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, Mark. Long time no talk to, man. How you been?
Long live Free Talk.
Yeah, long live Free Talk Live.
What's on your mind, Dave?
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
I was thinking about you a few weeks ago.
You got all that snow on the roof now. I remember you didn't have no snow on the roof.
You can see my visage at, cam.freetalklive.com. I'll turn the camera so people can get a better look.
Yep, there you go.
There you go, Dave. So what's on your mind?
Hey, this guy at 30 years old in his parents' basement. I guess abortion should be legal till you're 30, huh?
I don't know if mom and dad would have taken it that far, because they could have just physically kicked him out.
Right.
Thrown his crap out on the lawn.
Right. Change the locks.
Yeah.
This is not tough to be done.
Right.
They put a skunk in the basement.
So you think that what do you think that they should have done here, Dave?
Shut the electric off down there, but you know, shut the water off.
Right.
Yeah.
You just say now, Mom, you shut off my phone.
You've turned off my Bitcoin miner.
I can't watch my anime.
And then hair on the face, it's just laziness. I don't like making the mess in the sink and everything.
Sure.
If I ever do shave, I take the electric trimmer and I go out in the backyard with a mirror and just let it fall on the grass so I don't make a mess in the house.
I often cut my hair outside. Of course, I'm in New Hampshire, so cutting my hair in the winter, I'm just not going
to
do that.
You guys do this because you have to clean up your own messes.
Right.
So, yes, yeah, we think of these things. We do things so that we minimize the amount of...
Oh, you mean somebody else would clean up my mess?
No, nobody's going to. That's
right.
The point.
Well,
I'm not sure
I might
this
get my
guy...
mess cleaned up, but I would have to deal with a lot of grief to get it done.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the hair and the hair on the neck is because if you trim that and shave it under there, it itches, man, like for the first week.
Are we talking
really
about the
bad
beard, the underbeard on the neck?
The neck beard?
Yeah.
I find any hair on my face at all to be irritating. I wouldn't call it itchy, but...
Once you get past the first week, it's great. You don't feel nothing no more.
And when I have hair on my face, I find myself adjusting it, like petting it or moving it or... pulling at it or twisting it or, you know, something that an evil genius would do, right? And my wife, it drives her nuts because there's nothing dirtier on you than your fingers. And, you know, you've been touching God knows what, and then, let's twist the
wash
beard.
Wash your hands, man.
Yeah, well, one should always wash their hands, there's no doubt. But, it's just not gonna fly at the Edgington Manor.
Well, I will say the itching with regards to facial hair also applies to any hair anywhere else on your body.
Shaving and itching, yeah.
Okay. We were talking about manscaping. That may have been the topic
manscaping.
We were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you just helped jog his memory.
Yeah. So, Heather, what parts of a man should be scaped? And for those that don't know what manscaping is like shaving or trimming hair on your body. So, what about chest hair? Let's start there. How much of this do you like? Do you like a man with no chest hair, a little chest hair? I mean, like a whole big pelt on the front. Does
right.
it matter to you at all?
I mean, I'm not that shallow of a person. For me, it's more of a personality thing.
Yeah.
But if, like, we're going preference,
yeah.
like, a little's not bad. I guess it depends on the person. I think a guy that just always shaves his chest is kind of weird.
Right.
It makes me think gay.
Sometimes
you know?
Those guys. Sometimes
like if you
guys
like
have
this
really
perfectly
ripped.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're like super smooth all over your body and you're a guy, it's kind of gay to me.
Okay. There you go.
Like I think gay.
Yeah.
But too much.
Hair?
Like if you're like a big old teddy bear.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
I've seen guys like that.
I've seen it too, where it's just literally like they're bears.
Yeah. What? What about armpit hair? Is one supposed to trim that or just leave it go?
No, I think guys just let that go.
Let's just let that go.
Yeah, let that
I'm
go.
Good with that.
Okay. And what about
weird.
Down there? Should
yeah.
somebody spend any kind of time? Should a guy spend any time on
it? I mean, it depends.
We're talking
it depends on how much we're talking
in
here.
Other regions. But should it be respectable or...
like if you can't see anything because there's so much,
that's
then
bad.
Maybe...
Should it be like 70s afro or should it be, not a putting green, but maybe the fairway?
I think about people's stuff down there.
At some point or another, you're going to have to think about this.
Why? I don't have to see them, so I don't really care.
You just do it with the lights off. All right. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.